And he thought, well, you know, what can I do? There's nothing, I've had it, you know, this is it. And I'm not going to move, basically, till something happens. And so he made a meditation seat and just said, I'm not going to move. I'm just not going to move from here. I suppose I'm going to drop dead or I'm going to gain enlightenment. And, of course, he did gain enlightenment. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be telling the story. But he went through, I suppose, what we must call a resounding mystical experience and came out the other side a transformed person. And there's aspects of that. There's one aspect of that at this stage I just want to bring out. It's said that he remembered a time when he'd had a spontaneous, calming sort of meditation experience when he was a child or when he was a young man. And he thought, well, maybe there's a way forward with that. And so he let himself calm down and he let himself go into a very concentrated state. And it's quite interesting, as he was getting there, it was as if like the final sort of recalcitrant sort of energies of his own mind, if you like, started to attack him. In the Buddhist tradition, this is sort of known as Mara. Yeah, Mara often stands for all the sort of negative parts of our ego, if you like. Mara is more a kind of trickster figure than a demon figure. And so, he was there, and first of all, Mara, so to speak, showed him all that was beautiful. You know, why do you want to gain enlightenment? I mean, look at this, look at that. You know, look how beautiful it was. You know, you've known sensual pleasure. What do you mean enlightenment for? Sensual pleasure, wow. I mean, you know, that's good enough, surely. And the Buddha is just supposed to just stayed there, didn't move, didn't let it touch him. It just, you know, okay, sense pleasure is great. But it never lasts, you know. And then when Mara realized that wouldn't work, he tried another tack, he put the frighteners on him. So the Buddha came, I think, in contact with his deepest fears, you know. The deepest fears we all sort of carry, yeah. Don't you remember 1984, that story, where there's it room 101, it's where everyone's their deepest fears are. And I suspect the Buddha encountered that, actually. And he didn't move even then. There are very beautiful Buddhist iconography, actually. It often shows the Buddha sat an intense meditation, and there's a kind of aura around him, and all these sort of like horrible little beasties, monsters, are sort of throwing things at him, and as they sort of reach the aura of the Buddha, they become petals and fall to the ground. It's as if his resolve, yeah, his confidence, his resolve was all this is going on, but it's not getting to him. It's not getting to him. I mean, I think we know that, you know, we know this in our lesser way, don't we? We know that when we want to change, that sort of there's all this sort of lack of confidence could come up. And all this fear and, yeah, and why bother and all that stuff. But the final trick that Mara played, which I find it's really interesting and it's kind of really subtle. He couldn't get in by trying to frighten him. He couldn't get in by trying to seduce him. So he finally sort of, he said, oh yeah, well okay, but what right have you got? You know, what right have you got to be sitting on the throne of enlightenment? What made you think you could get enlightened? You know, who do you think you are then? You know, it's this kind of, and we do carry this around, don't we? We do carry this around in our own, in our limited way, in our lesser way ourselves. You know, what makes you think, you know, you can do this? And it's amazing because the Buddha is supposedly supposed to touch the ground to make witness. He says, I'm here because I've done what I need to do. I've put in the effort. I've been struggling for 6 years in this life. And I've been struggling countless lifetimes to bring myself here. It's appropriate that I'm here. He wasn't shaken. You know, that final little sort of, that little worm of lack of confidence. He said, no, it's appropriate that I'm here. And according to the traditional story, then at that point, Mara did leave him. But as I say, we know this from our own lives, don't we? Our own fears and our own lack of confidence. And that is the sort of traditional, that is the, you know, very quick rendering of the traditional story of the Buddha and the element of the enlightenment, the Buddha's enlightenment. And I must admit, I love the Buddha of the Pali Canon because although it's a bit churchy, some of the translations can be, what's even amazing is you still get a feel for a person. You still get a feel for a human being that really managed to transform themselves in such a way as they just totally revolutionised their consciousness. I mean, what really does come through is the kindness and the patience, yeah.